We can handle anything up to 122 feet, 40 inches in diameter. The largest one that we have turned, I believe it was for the Amistad. We did their main and fore mast there, and those were 93 feet in length. We use Douglas fir. I have several ways of getting it. We can deal with the local logging companies here. We have private landholders that we can deal with. Some of the counties have timber holdings that we use. Some of the cities actually have timber holdings that we've used too. So it's quite a number of areas to go, depending on what the tree is that we're going to need. You know, if it's going to be something that's only 40 feet long, we can go over to Weyerhaeuser, and in their sorting yards, we can find a nice piece of timber there. If we're looking at something that, you know, that's 60, 80 feet in length and 19 inches of diameter at, you know, 50 feet, that's when we have to go out into the woods and select a tree itself. And that's where we have some private landholders that have some bigger trees. And some of the timber companies, Port Blakely has been very good with us. They're a local company that's noted for big second growth select trees. Slope of grain makes a big difference to us. A Douglas fir, as it grows, it doesn't grow straight up. It actually twists a little bit, and that's called slope of grain. The less slope of grain we have, of course, the better the piece of wood. So that's one of the things we look at when we're out in the woods at trees. You know, you really can't see the inside of a tree. We did one for the Schooner Virginia. That was 87 feet, I believe, in length. But the diameter on the butt of it was something like 27 inches. And we went out to the woods and we selected a tree. It was 102-year-old growth. We fell it, and everything looked fine on it. Got it in the shot, started turning on it. And probably, I would say, 90 years ago, when this tree was real small, there was a freeze that came through and froze the top, or a deer came by and bit the top of it off. They love to eat the tops of the trees, the Douglas fir. So it grew two tops. And through the years, the predominant side took over and grew around the other top and killed it off. So consequently, we had a spike knot, which means it goes up with the tree instead of straight out from the tree. And there was no way of telling that. You know, this happened 90 years ago, so you had many years of growth around it until you turn it and then say, uh-oh. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Big scale stuff. Old growth tree that's 300 to 400 years old that costs $100,000. You know, you kind of look at it and say, I don't want to mess up on this one. So...